Hare Krishna. We suffer more due to resentment of reality than by reality. Often, when things go wrong, when problems come in our life, those problems, they are real. And the reality of those problems causes suffering. At the same time, what increases that suffering much more is our resentment of reality. So for example, if we have our plans and we are going around in life and suddenly out of the blue we get infection, and instead of going to a picnic or to a tour, we find ourselves in a hospital. Now the sickness is there, and that is the reality, and that is distressing. But the resentment, we suffer less due to reality and more due to our resentment of that reality. When we start thinking, why did the sickness have to come upon me? Why this? That resentment creates so much negativity that often that crushes us more than the suffering itself. So often actually when we are sick, yes, there may be some physical discomfort. There may be fever, or there may be some coughing, or some physical pain may be there. But if the disease is diagnosed and the treatment is given, then the physical dimension of the suffering is not all that much. But when the resentment is there, that causes a far greater and far crippling suffering. And often because of that resentment, because of that negativity, even the treatment takes longer to act. And sometimes it may not act also. Because the negativity of the thought creates negative chemicals in the brain, and those negative chemicals impede recovery. So we often feel there is an aspect to our life that can't be changed. There is a reality. But there is an aspect to our life that can be changed, and that is avoiding resentment of reality. So how do we avoid such resentment? By, first of all, recognizing that the resentment is causing us suffering. So if we just understand this part, suppose, you know, we were asked to carry 15 kg weight. And now that is difficult. You know, of course, depending on our build, people may be able to carry a different amount of weight. But suppose we are supposed to carry a heavy weight. Now, it is going to be difficult. But which coolie, when that person is asked to carry a heavy weight, which coolie will add more weight to that? Which coolie, if called to carry 15 kg, will, for the same cost, carry instead 30 kg? So, if we understand that by resenting reality, this is what we are doing. We are adding to the burden that we are carrying. Life has put some burden on us, but we are adding further burden to that. Once we understand that, then we will immediately want to shed that burden. And shedding that burden means giving up the resentment. Now, how can we give up the resentment? If we think, oh, my friends, they have gone for this picnic, they must be enjoying over there, and I'm suffering in this bed, in the hospital. If we think that way, then that resentment will only grow. But if we turn towards something positive, if we divert our thoughts towards some other reality, then we can avoid the resentment. And the best redirection of thoughts happens when we have access to spiritual reality. When we understand our spiritual identity, and when we understand that we have an eternal relationship with God, with Krishna, and Krishna is present in our heart at all times, and we experience His presence, say by chanting His holy names, by absorbing ourselves in Him, in His remembrance, then we experience a non-material enrichment. We actually experience the higher spiritual reality. And by experiencing that higher spiritual reality, we can then resist the negativity, resist and reject the negativity, the resentment that is caused by the lower reality, by the material reality. So, the Bhagavad Gita urges us actually to take shelter of him. Machitta sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyasi atachetva mahankara nashoshyasi vinangshyasi. Krishna says, if you take shelter of me, you'll pass over all misery by my grace. Here what he says is, rather than seeking to control atachetva mahankara nashoshyasi vinangshyasi. Out of ahankara, out of ego, we think that everything at the material level of reality should go the way that we want it to. And we let ourselves, out of ego, imagine ourselves to be controllers, and then we will get frustrated in our attempt to control. When it fails and things go wrong, then we will become resentful. So avoiding this, the ways, Krishna, to avoid this, the ways, take shelter of Krishna. And by experiencing the higher spiritual reality, wherein Krishna is always ready to shelter us, solace us, strengthen us, satisfy us, and sublimate our life, then we can avoid increasing our burden, we can avoid resentment, and thus we can face reality with greater maturity, and thus cope with it better, and emerge from it stronger. Thank you. Hare Krishna.